FM 90.3 WJTL, Toby Max, Promised Land. Good morning to you at 7:21.
Hey, good morning. Happy Thursday. Weather-wise, partly sunny skies today. Breezy, high around 61. Quite lovely. Tonight, cloudy. We have some showers and storms rolling through, low around 55. Friday, cloudy, chance of showers early, high 60. Saturday, just high 55, chance of showers. Sunday, high 48. So we're getting a little bit cooler each day going into the weekend here. We will see lots of sunshine on Sunday. It's 40 degrees in Harrisburg, 43 here at the Junction Center.
I'm pretty excited, and I had trouble sleeping last night because I get to see Annie a couple days a week. I get to see Ellie a couple days a week, but it's rare that I get to see both of you at the same time.
Hey.
So this morning, Ariella Hoover is here. Ellie, who's with us on the morning show, your other job is being the operations manager at the Trust Performing Arts Center. So that's pretty cool. How long have you been doing that?
Just over 3 years.
3 years.
Yeah, with a pandemic thrown in.
Yeah, right.
So it feels longer and shorter, all of that things.
All at the same time. Yeah. I've done it for 100 years and I just started.
Exactly.
So you guys are doing The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. And the more I hear about this, the more fun it sounds. Tell us about
it. It's so fun. Yeah, so The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe is a show we're doing at the Trust Performing Arts Center. And it's brilliantly scripted. It's very, very well done. And we have two students who will play all the roles. And then we actually, it's double cast though.
Yeah.
So there's four students in total, and then the two who are acting, the other two actually run tech for them.
Wow. And then they switch.
And then they switch, yeah. So we do two shows a Saturday at 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. So like the 11 a.m. cast might run tech at 1 p.m.
Yeah.
And that's on Saturdays between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
So besides Alex, who are the other three actors?
Yes, besides Alex, who is in the studio with me today, there's also Delaney Bigley. There's Mackenzie Islip, and there's Brad Meyer.
Very cool. And Alex Vogelgesang is with us. Good morning again, Alex.
Good morning.
So you're going to do a little section for us. Set it up for us.
Yeah. So at this point in the show, Lucy is making a second trip inside the wardrobe to Narnia, and Edmund decides that he's going to follow her into the wardrobe.
Oh, Lucy, I know you're in the wardrobe. Are you having a good time in Narnia? I think I'll visit Narnia, too. Oh, looks like a plain old wardrobe to me, Lucy, with a back. Where's the back? Huh? Huh? Snow? Trees? A lamppost?
Oh, I love it.
I'm excited.
So it's just the two of you on stage all the time. So how do you differentiate between, like, say, Edmund and Mr. Tumnus?
Well, lots of different voices, definitely. But we also have, like, for Edmund, I'll put on a pair of glasses. For Mr. Tumnus, like a hat, and he has some satyr horns on his head.
Well, that was brilliant. And I kind of guessed you were going to pick Edmund because you said you enjoyed playing him the most. So, Ellie, when are the shows? When can we see them?
So the shows are between Thanksgiving and Christmas on Saturdays. The only actually exception to that is December 4th. We just have it at 11 a.m. But 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. shows. You can get tickets at LancasterTrust.com and obc.edu/events. And I do want to mention that it is a partnership as well with Reverie Actors Company. So it's directed by Dan Deal, and we just have a great production team as well behind it. So
it's so cool.
Definitely worth your time.
Yeah, that's very cool. Well, thank you both for coming.
Thank you.
We invite you all out to The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe between Thanksgiving and Christmas every Saturday, 11 and 1. Check it out, LancasterTrust.com. You guys have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Jason Gray, back to the music. This is Sparrows on WJTL. Good morning.